This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday on the American Family Radio Network. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra Knox. Your professors will reset our questions in just a second, but I do want to make note of the fact that our talented and efficient producer, Brent Creeley, did look up how long can someone serve as president, and it is 10 years, so you get two terms of your own, but if you're a vice president and the president that you're serving under dies in office, you can serve up to 2 years of that president's term.
Great.
So what you're saying question. Is you were right.
I didn't want to say that.
I'll say it for you.
If you guys had given me enough time, I probably would have, but thank you, for mentioning the fact
noting,
that I
Hey, we were talking about speaking opportunities. Next week, I want to make mention to our listeners in Southern Illinois, Marion, Illinois, there's going to be an event where we're just a thank you listeners event, and the people that are going to be there is our right here, Ed Vitagliano, as well as Brian Fisher and Wesley Wildman. Now, what this is, it's a free event, dessert and coffee. It's going to be inspirational. Mm. There's going to be laughter. There's no charge, and I want to put an asterisk by this, you're not going to be asked for money. It's
right.
not an appeal for money.
Right.
Not going to be a love offering. It truly is a chance to just say thank you to our listeners in Southern and Central Illinois. Marion, Illinois, next Thursday. You can get all the details. I think it's afa.net/Marion.
That's okay. Awesome.
Good, good. All right, we're going to go ahead and reset our questions. So, Professor Knox, you'll begin for us.
Question number one has yet to be answered. True or false, the man who became famous for having the world's longest beard became even more famous when he died because of it.
See, I want to hear the answer to that.
Right?
Those Duck Dynasty guys just keep showing up, don't they?
Exactly. Question number two, what is the longest book of the Bible in number of words? What is the longest book of the Bible? And I'm adding one more question. It is no surprise that men and women see things differently, right? It's because of the M and P cells in our eyes. But which gender is better at tracking motion with their eyes?
Ooh.
Wow.
Very good. That's a great question. All right. Here are my two remaining questions. I'm really surprised this one hasn't been answered yet. What commercial product used the slogan, may still use it, don't leave home without it? Second question, the word internet is a blend of what two words? What two words were blended together to give us the word internet?
That's the one I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I've got. Which cartoon character has a girlfriend named Petunia? Which cartoon character has a girlfriend named Petunia? Second question, by the way, the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. And speaking of horse races, here's the question. Which three races make up the Triple Crown? Which three famous horse races make up the Triple Crown that you've heard so much about? Third question, during what decade was the first Super Bowl played? What decade? And I don't need to know the year, just what decade did they play the very first Super Bowl?
JJ, all right. Growing up in Kentucky, did you ever get to attend a Kentucky Derby?
I never made it to the Kentucky
you
Derby,
haven't.
But all of the festivities, they would have derby parties, mint juleps, the big fancy hats, and, you know, the things that they're so known for, and Churchill Down, the Run for the Roses. It was a real big deal since we were just an hour and a half from Louisville.
Mm.
People from all over the world would come to the race. But I've been to Churchill Downs, mm-hmm. not during the race, but I've never made it to the Kentucky Derby. How about you?
I have not either.
Well, it strikes me as being something to be incredibly expensive to attend.
I pulled that up this morning looking for some Kentucky Derby things, and to get a box that holds six people, it was $5,900 for the tickets.
That doesn't even include parking.
Well, and that shows you why we have
it. What if you want to sit in the nosebleeds? What if you want to sit in the nosebleeds? How much is that?
Yeah, I don't know if there's even nosebleeds, but now here's the thing. Each year, because of growing up just right down the road from it, they would say which king and which Saudi prince and who all was in attendance. People come from all over the world to attend the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the commercials, everyone knows I watch hockey, and NBC carries the NHL playoffs, so they've been having advertisements for the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
It's going to be on NBC. And they're showing the faces of people who are there in this, you know, quick hitting. And there's all kinds of actors and actresses mm-hmm. and
yes.
well-known people. And that's why I thought it must be very expensive to go, but maybe not. Well, I mean, well, $5,000 that for six people, that's pretty stout money for most people.
Well, there's limited room because of all the big hats that
yes.
attend.
That's
so
right.
They have to
it's
count
more money if you want to wear hats.
So. Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones. We go to Alabama, and Laurel is on the line. Laurel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How's it going, eh?
How's it going, eh?
Oh, look, have we got a Canadian on here?
Yeah, I've been up here before. It's just been a while.
Okay it's been a while. Okay.
Great. And say hello to your mom.
And how's your friend Hardy? Laurel and Hardy.
Hi.
Yeah, you don't get that very often, do you, Laurel?
Yes, I do.
I apologize for being the 6,000th person to try to pull that one off. Laurel, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
The cartoon character, and then I'll ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I hope you have the answer, eh? Here's the question.
Yeah, beauty, eh?
Which cartoon character has a girlfriend named Petunia?
Porky Pig.
You're exactly
great.
Is that right?
Job.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
You're right.
Wow. Well, you know, I could not think of the answer to that.
Me neither.
Yeah,
it sounded familiar.
Pinky Petunia.
That's a correct answer. Hey, what's your question for us, Laurel?
Okay, here's a Canada question. True or false? Canada has a national bird. True or false?
Canada has a national bird. All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Laurel, so don't say yes or no yet.
Yeah, now okay. Logic kicking in here.
That's what I'm thinking. This
for
is
her
a trick.
To be
trick.
Asking that must be the real bizarre thing, is that they don't have.
She would
that's,
word that's it, what reason. Is the national
yes,
bird?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So I'm going to go with that
agreed.
Just from my...
That, we oh. all on the same page. Mm-hmm. Laurel, we think Canada doesn't have a national bird.
You are 100% correct.
All right.
Well, I will
Canada
say this.
Canada does not have a national bird, but the provincial, you know, they do. But,
okay.
You know, the provinces, they do, but they do not have a national bird.
Laurel, do you know what the national bird of Italy is? It's the housefly.
Oh.
I don't know. That seemed funny when I was growing up, but maybe it's not.
Well, what did Sherlock say to Holmes? Because we deducted that. What is that? The better to see you with, my dear, or something?
Oh,
Holmes
no.
and Watson.
Oh, it was elementary, my
yeah,
dear Watson.
Yeah, elementary, my dear Watson. Yeah. We did some deductions and came up with that.
See, I had a bunch of Italian jokes growing up. That was one of them. How can you tell which one's the Italian submarine? It's the one with the screen door. And, you know, those seemed funnier at the time, but apparently they're not funny any longer. So,
did you say the better to see you with, my dear?
Yeah. I was just trying to. I knew it was something.
That's a Big Bad Wolf. I'm
that's
not sure.
Right. Yeah. Little Red Riding Hood.
I get my Bible verses and Sherlock Holmes and Watson things mixed up. Hey, Laurel, do you have a question? Oh, that was your question.
Yeah, that was a question.
Have a great weekend.
It's okay, we're good. You too.
Stay all warm.
Right. Yes, yeah, stay warm in Canada. All right, we go back to the phones, North Carolina. Gary is on the line. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
All right, Gary, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
We'll do both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
I want to try to answer the longest book in the Bible in the words.
Yes, sir. What is the longest book of the Bible?
I think it's Kings, and it has 39,000. 145 words.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you that as an acceptable answer, and here's why. What I was looking for was Jeremiah, but that's in terms of the original format, the way we divide the books.
Jeremiah,
if you combine
33,002 words.
So if you combine 1st and 2nd Kings, then you are correct, which in the original, you know, they would have two scrolls,
oh,
but they
I
were
see.
Considered one book, even though they were divided into two scrolls. So I will give you
right.
that as an acceptable second answer.
Oh, good.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Well, so, that was the answer that you had.
I had Jeremiah. So if you divide the books up the way that we do in our Bible, the longest is Jeremiah. But all if right. you combine,
well, then we're gonna,
two kings.
Then that,
good job.
If you are, going to give him the that answer, that was the mystery question.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the answer to the mystery question. So, Gary, you have won a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Okay, praise the Lord.
All right,
yes,
amen.
Sir.
So we always tell those who win, when we're done with you on the radio, don't hang up because we will put you on hold. And then Cindy Roberts will get your information, your size, and your address and everything so we can stick that in the mail for you, okay?
Okay. Now I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Which book of the Bible is in the middle of the Bible, and how many chapters does it have?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Gary. Don't say yes or no yet.
Psalm is in the middle.
Psalm, for sure.
Because the thing is, when they divide it right down the middle, right to the verse, it says something real profound,
yes.
which all of them do, but it says something like
the word
whole
of God.
Earth belongs to the Lord, or about the word. Yeah, something like that.
So
but in Psalm, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms, do we know which?
So now how many chapters is his second part of his question?
How many chapters in Psalms?
Was that correct? Was that the second part of
the question?
Is that
the
question,
Gary?
Right. That's
okay.
Right. Yes.
So it's
150.
150.
So it's Psalms and 150.
It has 155 chapters.
And the very last verse says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." That's the last verse
right.
of Psalms.
In Psalms. Okay.
Psalms.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent job, Gary. Don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold, okay? And congratulations for answering the mystery question and winning the Trivia Friday T-shirt. So, all right. We will continue on here as we head towards the conclusion of our class today here at Trivia Friday. Also known as
Learning University.
I think that's the first time we've done that
it
today.
It is.
My bad on that. All right. We go to Missouri, and Ruth is on the line. Ruth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
No, it would be good morning for Missouri. Good morning, Ruth. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the Triple Crown.
Oh, great.
Good, good.
Ruth, here's the question. Which three races make up the Triple Crown?
The Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kentucky Derby is the first one in the Triple Crown? Is it the first race?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it is. I should know that. But it's the Preakness, which technically the Preakness Stakes, but the way we always heard it was Preakness, Belmont Stakes, and the Kentucky Derby.
Ruth, do you know the answer to that question? Is the Kentucky Derby the first one in the Triple Crown?
Yes.
It
okay.
is. Okay.
It
wow.
And the Belmont Stakes.
Ruth, you are on top of things
She's
here.
She's on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Way to go. Hey, what's your question for us?
What do you call a bear without any teeth?
You call
a gummy bear.
A gummy bear.
Said the dad with three little ones.
Oh,
at home.
That's great. I didn't have a clue on that one. That's one I should know too. So.
I like that.
A gummy
Ruth.
Bear. I like it.
Ruth, have a wonderful weekend. Tell your parents thank you for listening to AFR.
Wait, I will.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Ruth. A gummy bear. I like that.
I've never heard that. It just came to me thinking about what we've got in the cabinet for snacks.
Oh, now let me tell you something. Gummy bears are, when I first saw them, I thought that is not going to be a good tasting snack, but they pretty much rock.
The texture, they're like, you just crave them.
Yeah.
We're trying to wean our son Bodie off of gummy bears because it's his staple. He thinks it's in the pyramid of food groups at this
They've
point.
They've each got their own unique fruit flavor, so surely they're good for you.
I was on a trip. One of these trips like we're going to be doing with Marion, Illinois, last year with Brian Fisher's wife, Debbie, and Wesley Wildman. And Wesley, on the way back, he got a bag of some kind of like Sour Patch, you know, candy. I don't know if they're considered like part of the gummy bear family. But he got them for his son, I think. And then he opened them up. He said, I'm just going to eat a few. And so he's just putting those things away. And he said, try one. I thought, I don't really care for sour stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was so good.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
I love
it was
sour ones.
Really, really good. So anyway, that's more information than most people probably wanted. But nevertheless. All right. We go to Arkansas. And Kelly is on the line with us. Kelly, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello there.
Hello there, Kelly. Welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will do both.
All right. Which question you want to take a shot at?
I'll try the Don't Leave Home.
Okay. What commercial product uses the slogan, Don't Leave Home Without It?
Is that American Express?
It is American Express.
Wow. Very good. Yeah.
Did you guys know that? Have you ever heard that slogan?
I thought it was a deodorant.
Slogan. I was going to say, it should be a deodorant.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, that is true. Don't leave home without your deodorant. But American Express, that was that kind of their famous slogan. I don't know if they still use it. Do you know, Kelly?
I don't. Okay. I think they do.
All right. Okay. Well, good job on that. What's your question for us?
All right. Dealing with the horse races and stuff. How old is the oldest recorded horse?
The oldest? You mean...
How long did he live?
You mean how long did he live?
Yes. Years lived.
Okay, I'm going to take lifespan. A big... I'm going to jump out here and have a big number since it's the oldest and say 35. And that's just a... Seems like horses live to be. Seems like they live to be 14 or 16 years old. I've had horses my whole life, and I should know the answer, but I don't. But if you get one that's 12, or if you have one 12 or 14 years old, you've got a really old horse.
Wow!
So you're gonna say 35?
I'm gonna say 35 since it's like the world record or whatever. And sadly, the backstory on that: the horse grew a really long beard. And I actually was what was caused the horse's demise. But that's painful. I don't even want to talk about that.
Some things are too painful to mention.
Right.
That's another question, wasn't it?
That's right. Kelly, what is the answer? You got us there, I think. Well, JJ actually has a guess of 35 years. Is that too much, too little? What's the answer?
That's too little. I believe the oldest recorded horse, his name was Old Billy, and he was 62 years old.
What?
Wow.
62? What?
What's the normal lifespan, do you know, for a horse?
Kelly,
I don't know that, but it's...
Wow.
You know,
when I hear of these friends of mine that say, we had one that lived to be 16 or what have you, you know, and so I don't know what the average is. But that's getting on up there when you're getting 14, 16, or whatever.
62. Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. 25 to 30 years.
It says that's their
what is
the average
is their normal?
Old for a horse. Let's see. Horses have been defined as 15-plus years of age.
Due to
improvements in veterinarian care and nutrition, horses routinely do live 25 to 30.
Huh.
But I know that they've got a quoted... thing, equestrian, where they asked this horse that was over 15, would you like to start receiving Medicaid? And he said, nay. So you've got that quote.
I don't know how JJ does that. How do you do that, man? How do you just pick that out?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. Great question. Have a great weekend, okay? All right, we lost Kelly there. All right, we go to Kansas, and Venetia is on the line. Venetia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. That's enthusiasm. We like to hear that. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I think the two questions that I had an answer for have been answered. It was about the cartoon character. Has that one been answered?
That's right. Petunia was Porky Pig's girlfriend.
Right. And then I knew the Don't Leave Home Without It.
Well, listen, we've got 6 minutes left. We can quickly reset our questions and give you another chance.
Okay, I've got a true or false, so you've got a 50-50 on this one. The man who became famous for having the world's longest beard became even more famous when he died because of it. True or false? Or recent studies on men and women prove that they see differently. Which gender is better at tracking motion with their eyes?
Ed?
All right. I just have one question left. Internet is a blend of what two words? The word internet is a blend of what two words?
And I just have one left. During what decade was the first Super Bowl played? And Kelly, you've got...
Venetia.
Venetia, you've got those two from Kendra that are 50-50, if you're in a guessing mood.
Well, I think I'm going to do the long beard.
Okay. Is it true or false? We all want to hear
the answer to this.
I think it's true because I think I read it on Facebook that he died because it got tangled around his neck.
Very close. It is true. His name was Hans. He tripped on his beard and lost his balance and broke his neck, sadly.
No, wait a second. No, wait. Okay, now wait a second. Okay, so Venetia heard something on Facebook,
she
and
did.
You're telling us the answer is some guy named Hans.
Hans
It sounds
Steininger.
Like one of Aesop's fables.
Hans Steininger, the Austrian, it measured 1.5 meters, and you can Google a picture of him with it wrapped around his arm and up his
That's
chair.
Four
and
a half feet
over.
Long.
It's a long beard.
In a meter, 3 feet?
Three, yep.
So close to 4.5 feet?
Right.
And he tripped on it?
He tripped over his own beard, lost his balance.
But I've tripped before and I didn't die.
He broke his neck when
that's
when
terrible.
He fell.
Wow.
Wow.
When
hey, you got it right, Venetia. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Again, my source is Facebook.
Okay.
We will accept it. The millennial in the room will accept it.
Okay. I've been a daycare provider for almost 30 years. So I know this is a true statement. What is the fastest land mammal?
That is a toddler. Listen, no, here's the answer. It's a toddler when you ask them what's in their mouth.
That is absolutely true.
JJ, how did you know this?
I just saw that on Facebook, and I laughed. I had an LOL moment. I thought, how true is that? The fastest mammal on Earth is a toddler after you ask them, what's in your mouth?
That is hilarious. I was immediately going for the animal kingdom. I was
right,
going to say cheetah or something, and but I love
creative
that.
I wouldn't have jumped in front of you guys if I.
No, that's
I
good.
I just saw it a couple of days ago, and I said, how funny and how true.
How true that
and
is.
You've had a few toddlers in your day, so that's, you've experienced
that's
it.
And my wife for sure knows the truth of that. Hey, you made us laugh, Venetia. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. You have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything that you guys do.
Well, praise the Lord. Then we thank our listeners, too, and our supporters. That's why she's so enthusiastic. She's been doing daycare. It's the weekend.
So she's,
yeah, it's Friday.
So
are you
excited.
Kidding?
So
all right. So that's we need to
give our answers.
Okay. So.
Well, I have the one about the study on men and women's eyes. So there's P cells and there's M cells in our eyes. And M cells track motion. And they did a study of little babies. And little baby boys preferred mobiles that would, move around and they would track it. And little baby girls consistently preferred a mother's face.
Yeah, what I was thinking is that boys / men as hunters and, fighters and all that, looking for animals that could provide, are dangerous, they would be tracking motion. And women are noted for being more empathetic because they're used to looking at faces.
The subtlety in the face. They also see a broader range of colors because of the cells in their eyes as well.
All right, the only thing I had left over, okay, guys, internet is a blend of what two words?
Net.
International and network.
Network. Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Yeah. That makes sense.
During what decade? I only have one left. During what decade was the first Super Bowl played? I know Ed's going to know
it. Yeah, I know. It's 1960s.
Yeah, 60s.
1960s.
And Kendra, this is going to make the two of us sound like dinosaurs, but on Ridgewood Street with my friends Davey and Bulldog and Ronnie Joe, we watched Super Bowl III and IV and V, and we saw all of them where they're slogging through the snow, and they had muddy paths and real primitive equipment.
Yeah. All right, folks, that's all the time we have. See you next week.